The pools are closed and the kids are on their way back to school. And Congress is coming back to Capitol Hill this very morning. President Obama tomorrow will try to take back control of the health care debate in a primetime address tomorrow night to a joint session of Congress and a television audience. In what may be a bit of a preview to that speech, here's the president speaking to the AFL-CIO in Cincinnati yesterday.
The Congress and the country have now been vigorously debating the issue for many months. The debate's been good, and that's important because we've got to get this right. But every debate, at some point, comes to an end. At some point, it's time to decide. At some point, it's time to act.
Well, the president thinks that time to act is right now. And joining us this morning, we want to have a little bit of a roundtable. And joining us is Peter Baker, White House correspondent for our partners, The New York Times, J. Newton Small, Washington reporter for Time Magazine, and Scott Rasmussen, president of Rasmussen Reports. He's a pollster. Good morning, Scott. Let me start with you in the latest poll numbers. The president has slipped in July. We all know that. How much did he slip, and where does he stand right now?
Well, the president's numbers slipped a little bit beginning at the start of July when bad unemployment news came out. At that point, in our tracking polls, he was at 53% support among likely voters. He's lost about 4 points over the summer, down to 49% right now. The big shift, though, he's been gaining support among Democrats. They continue to support his programs enthusiastically, including health care reform. He has been losing ground among the unaffiliated voters, and that's potentially dangerous politically.
All right, Peter Baker, New York Times, 49% overall. The president still strong with his Democratic base, but not as strong with the moderate or so-called unaffiliated voters. Does that tell us anything about the tack that he takes in his primetime joint congressional address tomorrow night?
Well, I think it tells us that he wants to, as you played in the clip, get this debate over with and move on. You know, at this point, he's not going to get everything he wants. They know that. What they want to do is be able to pocket a win and build momentum again. You know, if this continues to drag out over the full fall, it has a real cost to it. There's a whole lot of things on his plate, a lot of things on his domestic agenda that he'd like to be again pushing forward, and nothing happens basically until health care is done. So, you know, there's going to be a somewhat scaled back version of his ambitions. But, you know, he's still got a pretty strong level support, certainly compared to the last president. I think he plans to try to use that as much as he can to leverage for his agenda.
All right, J. Newton Small, Time Magazine, you're here with us. Scaled back, you know, Robert Gibbs said several weeks ago that we're not just going to pass sort of some milquetoast kind of bill and slap a V for victory on it and call it health care. Can Robert Gibbs, White House Press Secretary, still be confident that that's not what's going to happen, or does this scaled back mean something way scaled back? Do we know yet?
Well, we don't know yet. Senator Baucus, who's the chairman of the Finance Committee, floated a draft form of his bill this weekend.
Put it out on a Saturday, which is unusual. He's in a hurry.
Yeah, well, he's got a lot of pressure on him to pass something. It's the sort of last best hope of doing something bipartisan. Otherwise, they really will have to do something very scaled back, because they really, if they go it alone, they can't go it big and huge the way they want to do it.
And one of the big issues, Peter Baker from New York Times, the public plan. Max Baucus, the chairman of the Finance Committee, his version, his draft, his proposal that he finally put out has no public plan, doesn't even have a co-op in it. Is the public plan sort of officially dead at this point, or unofficially dead?
No, I don't think yet. I mean, I think that, look, Baucus' bill is probably the most important one, but it's one of five bills on the Hill right now. You've got a situation where a lot of people say the Senate won't pass a plan that has a public option in it. This is, of course, a government-run health care plan that would compete with private insurers for people who, in small businesses, that can't find insurance on the market right now. But on the other hand, in the House, the liberals, including the Speaker Nancy Pelosi, say no plan will pass that doesn't have a public option. So the real goal at this point is to get whatever version they can get to a conference committee and then work it out. That's the point at which the House and the Senate will figure out the final elements of what's in the plan that will come before both of them for a final passage.
Peter, it's Lynn Scherr. I think one of the most interesting aspects of this whole thing is the lessons learned from the last time we had a big attempt at health reform, which, of course, was the Clinton administration. What do you think is the number one thing the Obama administration has learned?
Well, the health care is hard, and that even a popular president coming in with what he assumes is a mandate can't just snap his fingers and make it happen. I mean, 75 years this has been going on. Democrats have been trying for some variation of this, some Republicans as well. I think, you know, there have been tactical lessons. One was the Clintons would often, be said to have let too much details into their plan, not give Congress any room. I mean, frankly, Congress told them to do that, but that was a lesson that the Obama people took the other direction and gave Congress a lot of running room to run the plan. That's sort of a conventional Washington wisdom right now, that they didn't give enough details themselves to control that debate. But they are further along than Clinton's got. They do have four different bills, and now a fifth one, at least, possibly the other way, that have made out of a committee. They still have, some momentum in a way that Clinton never really built up on health care. So it's early to say, and I think Scott said this earlier, that if they get a bill through by the end of the year that looks credible, it looks like it's a significant bill, we're not going to remember this turmoil now. If they don't, then we're definitely going to remember it, because it's going to be a turning point.
All right, Scott Rasmussen of Rasmussen Reports, you're a pollster. We talked about some of the president's top-line numbers. How are his coattails? And I ask that, he's talking to members of Congress. He's got these factions in Congress, as Peter and Jay mentioned. How are his coattails doing in the districts of moderate Democrats or in the districts of liberal Democrats, where he needs to win them over to one side or the other?
Good thing you can say about the president's numbers as they relate to Congress right now is that the midterm elections are 14 months away. Everywhere we look, there has been some problem for the Democratic Party, whether it's at the Senate races in some of the various districts, and especially among those who are most at risk, the districts that were carried by John McCain in 2008, people who have been newly elected in the last couple of years. Right now, the president is generally a drag on those races. The health care debate is generally a drag on those races. But, this is why you deal with these issues in the off years. The party in power wants to get these controversial, difficult issues out of the way so they have time to do some damage control. We don't have any idea what this will look like in November of 2010.
All right, so J. Newton Small, Time Magazine, what does the president try to do tomorrow night in front of the joint session of Congress? Does he try to shame them into action, that the health care situation is just intolerable? Does he try to rally the troops? Does he inspire them? What is he supposed to do?
Well, he's doing all of those. He needs to get everybody on board, whether they're Republicans or Democrats. He needs to really hit the reset button.
Well, Republicans aren't going to get on board, are they? I mean, certainly House Republicans have shown maybe four of them, if they're lucky, they're not getting on board.
No, but Senate Republicans, obviously there's the three Senate Republicans who are still negotiating with the president. You've got Chuck Grassley of Iowa, you've got Mike Enzi of Wyoming, and Olympia Snowe of Maine. So those three Republicans are still negotiating, and those may come with a few more moderates that they're still aiming for. I mean, they've got till September 15th, this deadline that they're working on, to try and get a bipartisan bill, and
right,
that's so, really
so the fact
part
that,
of his audience, them and Democrats.
And the fact that Max Baucus, the chairman of the committee, has released this proposal, that doesn't necessarily mean those so-called Gang of Six negotiations are over, right?
No, I mean, this proposal was to them. I mean, this proposal was described to me as full of stuff that they've been negotiating for months and months, that is full of stuff for these three specific Republicans, and that this is aimed at getting them on board and getting them to agree to a deal.
All right, the president tomorrow night before a joint session of Congress to try to regain control of the health care debate. Scott Rasmussen, president of Rasmussen Reports, joined us to talk about the president's poll numbers, his weakening poll numbers. Peter Baker is White House correspondent for the New York Times, covering the president from the White House. J. Newton Small, the JNS Washington correspondent for Time Magazine, roving the halls of Capitol Hill. Thank you all for joining us.
Thank you.